Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Dwayne's World, take some more of your calls very shortly. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. But Nathan Jones has been good enough to join me, the man who's led the Melbourne Football Club for a number of years. He's obviously not the captain anymore, but he led them through some tough times and he's given his heart and soul to them. So it's great to have Nathan Jones on the line. Jonesy, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know you're going to break the games record, the all-time games record for Melbourne this year. You're going to be the number one games player of all time.
Well, there's going to be a bit of luck go my way in that regard, but fingers crossed. I'm hoping to put together a strong year after a very disappointing year as a club and personally, to be honest, from last year. So it's been a good pre-season, and if I can eventually get to that, it'll be something I'm very proud of. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Let's not mess around, though, Jonesy. In all seriousness, it's a 150-year-old club, and for yourself, if you do have luck go your way to end this season as the greatest game player of that club ever, and it's had some icons that have played for it, it's an amazing feat. People probably don't really understand, and I hope you do understand, and I hope you get a chance to reflect on it if it happens, that it's going to be pretty good to have your name at the top of that list.
Yeah, look, I think it would be... I've always had not so much the drive to break that record, but a drive to play for as long and as well as I can in that period. And, I made some changes over the off-season, obviously the end of the season, which have been reported, giving away the captaincy, releasing some of that pressure. And I've spent a lot of time focusing on my body and my, mental preparation and these kind of things, investing in that to give myself the best opportunity to not only play this year, but hopefully beyond. And, if I am lucky enough to reach and break that record, it'll be something that, I really will appreciate, probably more so when I do finish playing, because, I feel right now I'm, more motivated about, some team success and getting the club back to where I'm hoping it can get to. So it'll be something in due course that I'll be very proud of if I'm able to achieve it. But if not, I'll always just wanted to go into this season, I guess getting the love of the game back to a certain degree, and a love of the club and my real passion for footy and desire to want to be still the best player I can and contribute to my team and my club as best I can has been something that's driven me over the summer. And if that eventuates, I'll be very proud. But if not, I'll know that I've left no stone unturned.
For those unaware, David Neitz is on 306 games now. Nathan Jones on 286. So 21 games and in this season. And who knows, you might even play him 2021 yet. We'll take it one season at a time if we can at the moment. Jonesy, I presume you're going to get plenty of sleep this year. That's one of the reasons I've got you on.
Yeah, mate. I'm lucky to be down here with my brother Zach and the crew at Tempa and 40 Wings. They've done an awesome launch today of the Tempa Wellness Centre that's educating and providing information to anyone that's interested really or in the market for buying a mattress to, understand the issues that we have as an Australian public as far as, the quality of sleep and, the investment in sleep. And, we're down here as brand ambassadors helping to promote that today. And, I'm lucky enough to be sleeping on a Tempa mattress, as is my entire family. And, I can't speak highly enough. It's something that we value as elite sports people. Sleep's obviously been widely, promoted as the number one mode of recovery for us. And, getting a good 8 hours of high quality sleep is, the best way to bounce back mentally and physically for the demands of, what we do.
Nathan Jones giving us a good sell. I love the way he did that. The launch of 40 Winks Tempa Mattress Wellness Zone at 40 Winks Hawthorne. Now, I don't mind you giving that sell on my program, Jonesy, because you've been selling this club, the Melbourne Footy Club, and selling the AFL for quite a while. You don't mind doing interviews and talking the game up. How where's that balance? Because some players hate it. Some players don't like doing it. And I've had an interview on this week where, it was a player not necessarily selling it that much. He was kind of doing an interview because it was his turn and he had to. You are of the opposite view, I presume, that it is players responsibility to do their thing and sell as part of their wage. Is that the way I read it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's each to their own, really. But I guess in this case, this is something that I can really relate to and that I'm passionate about, and it's something that I would personally be involved in or use. So I think when it's authentic and relatable to the individual, I don't have any issue with it, really, because if I'm saying that it's good, it's because I value it and I use it or I recommend it. So I'm not sort of one to go out there and some players won't say much and others will go out there and sort of sell their soul for a better phrase, but I guess in my case, it's in this regard in particular, and other things that I sort of am willing to publicly promote. It's generally because I love the product or love the experience or couldn't recommend it more.
So you're a big believer in the game. You've always, as captain of the Melbourne Footy Club, you've had to sell that club to people for quite a while, and even in the horrible times. But you've always been a believer in the fact that the club's, a sleeping giant in some respects, Melbourne?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at me as far as how I view the AFL and the game and my own club, it's been obviously a difficult sell. But I think what I've tried to do is just be as honest and open as I can across my entire career, to be as authentic as I can, to give people, a genuine look into what's going on inside, rather than, trudge out the, common lines that you tend to hear. If you can provide some insight and share some of the emotion of what's actually going on, hopefully that gives people, a real perspective of, what it's like or, what we're going through or what we're working towards. So I think that's important. And I think the more, players talk authentically about their experience, their club, the game, I think the better off we'll be, and more informed people outside of the bubble of clubland and the AFL will get an understanding of where the game's at truly.
And Max Gawn is kind of the right guy to be handing that captaincy and two. Is he kind of the right leader at the right time now for the Melbourne Football Club? And he seems to have that authenticity and that honesty that fans can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's been fortunate enough to and privileged enough to be voted into that position by the playing group. And I think for the reasons that you said, really resonate with the players as well. I think he is authentic. He's really strong at building relationships and people are inspired by, how he speaks, but also, and more importantly, I think how he performs. But in saying all that, I think it's important and it can be missed at times that you don't take away from the job that Jack's done. That this doesn't, lessen his influence as a leader. If anything, it may be a challenge. He may have faced some disappointment within, but I think if anything, he's going to come out just as strong a leader in the long run. And, I think both those two guys are going to lead our club for a long time to come. And whether, the captain or vice captain or both, I think with or without a title, I think at the moment they're the best two and most influential leaders we have.
Hey, before I let you go, Jonesy, soccer in Australia right now has this opportunity to recruit players and pay them whatever they like, essentially outside the salary cap. The NBL has been really successful this year because it's got the same system. If LaMelo Ball comes over, he gets paid, essentially outside the salary cap and he gets a really good whack. You got guys like Ben Simmons earning 70-odd million now in the NBA. You got baseballers right now in the US earning $1 million a week. There's a lot of money in sport luring. The IPL is another example. We cap our superstars' wages. Could you ever see a time when the AFL might have a system where every club's allowed one guy outside the salary cap and you can pay him what you like, so supply and demand would allow him to be paid whatever he actually really deserves in the market? Because to me, capping the wage, there's nothing better than for a kid perhaps to be able to see like a Nathan Fyfe maybe hitting $2 million at some stage per season if that's what the market demands that he gets, and a kid can say, hey, I can earn the sky here, but I can earn the sky in other sports right now. Where do you see the AFL and maybe one franchise player idea going forward?
I actually don't mind it, to be honest. I think it's a logical decision to be made at some point. Maybe not right now, but I'd like to see it get to probably 2, 3, 4, 5 players potentially. But obviously, that's just got to come with the growth of the game and the money in the game and those kind of things. But as you said, where the challenges for the AFL is, in particular in that space, you don't want young kids growing up looking to, head overseas for international sports to, make those kind of numbers and take away from the talent pool that is potentially available for, our Indigenous game. So, I think it's a good idea. Whether or not it's ready right now, I probably don't have enough information on that to give you a definitive answer. But I think at some point in time, it seems like a logical thing for me. And, in the end, that'll open up, cap space for keeping the, the rest of the list intact. May even, sort of help with some of the free agency stuff. But I'd probably have to look into it a little bit more. But I think, at this point in time, maybe not, but certainly down the track, it'd have to be something that the AFL would consider.
Talking to Nathan Jones, before I let you go, one more quick one. As a senior player, do you get tapped into by the AFL Players Association? How active are you? Gambling advertising doesn't bother me. I'm kind of okay with it. I've grown up with it and I accept it and it's legal, so it doesn't really bother me. But it really upsets some people. Easton Wood said that players might even consider a pay cut if the AFL didn't take, a multi-million dollar deal with BetEasy. I mean, where do you stand on stuff like that? Do you get those memos? Do you fire emails back?
I don't generally. Like, besides the general catch-ups that we have, multiple times in the year, I'm generally across it just by, reading and or whether that be an email or the like. I guess my stance on that, I'm a bit similar to you, to be honest. It's, I'm oblivious to it and I don't really notice it. It's kind of just like, subliminal noise in the background, really. It's not something that would affect me, but I guess their knowledge and understanding of, how that looks and how much that's influencing, maybe not necessarily the players and the staff at clubs, but the general public, it being forced upon them and them seeing it all the time, I couldn't tell you the influence that's having. So, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's a huge issue from my perspective, but, I'm sure there's a holistic view and, more information surrounding that may be forcing those opinions or that direction.
Jonesy, great to have you on the program. Really appreciate being able to pick your brain. Hopefully Melbourne wins more games this year and you can get more sleep than you did last year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'll be getting plenty more sleep and fingers crossed for a strong year for the Ds. I'm looking forward to it.
Nathan Jones, superstar, former Melbourne captain, might be their games record holder at the end of this year if he can get 21 games to his name. And he might get more sleep because he is at the launch of the 40 Winks and Temper Mattress Wellness Zone at 40 Winks Hawthorne. Take a break. Take a few of your calls after it. 1300 736 736.